A massive game for the U.S. men's national team on their way towards the World Cup in a couple of years that will also take place at Arrowhead. They're going to take on Uruguay for a chance to try to get out of the group stage of Copa America. Not the Euro finals, not some of the highest level soccer we've seen. And Klingler pointed something out on the show this morning that I had not realized. In the World FIFA rankings, the U.S. men's national team ranks 11th, as in they think the U.S. is the 11th best team in the world. Does anyone get that sense watching them play at all?
Talent-wise, I think they're there. They're up there.
Well, then fine. Get him a new coach. If that's it, Drew, then get him a new coach immediately. Tomorrow. The next day. Like, as fast as you can. Because if they have the 11th most talent in the world, they are not even coming close to making the most of it. Because I have never, in the last year and a half, ever thought this team looked like one that could win the World Cup. And if you're the 11th best team in the world, you should have a chance to win the World Cup. Not get knocked out by Trinidad and Tobago like a couple of years ago. Not lose devastating matches last week against teams you were favored plus 450, plus 550, whatever.
There hasn't been a good manager in the last 10 to 15 years that the U.S. has had outside of Jurgen Klinsmann, I think, because he got them to Belgium, where Clint Dempsey missed from 2 feet, completely skyballed a goal that was right there. Almost could have gone to extra time with Belgium in the round of 16. Last year, I mean, they were there, played against the Netherlands, didn't work out too well. Berhalter's fine. But the team is the most talented that it's been in a very long time, maybe ever. From top to bottom, and that's why I think you need a manager that's good enough. Like, whoever, the idea that an American manager is going to get it done, I think we've tried too many times, where you got to just give the paycheck to Jurgen Klopp, Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, whoever.
So
give them the check, bring them in, and if it doesn't work, fine. But you're giving yourselves, I think, the best chance to win with the roster as constructed when you go and you get a coach or a manager like that.
I was talking about, funny enough, the wiffle ball game, I was talking about some of what you're describing with Matt Beisler, and I've seen him post a social media clip here recently, too, where this was kind of the knock on the U.S. team for a while. Everybody wanted him to just be, like, great in the MLS, make the MLS great. And yeah. I'll just be honest, that's not where the best soccer players play.
Correct.
The best soccer players in the world play overseas. So if you want them to be up, if you want Pulisic to play against the best players in the world and understand what that's like come the World Cup, well, he's got to go play in the European leagues. He's got to go play and he's got to play somewhere else, not here. And I think that that's the problem. Like what you're describing, Drew, is people still don't want to give that up on the coach necessarily. But the problem is because they're just better at the sport than us.
Yeah.
The best coaches are European. The best coaching is in those leagues. And so, yeah, I kind of think, like, at this point, Berhalter's got to go. Like, if they're the 11th best team
win
in the
or
world,
lose,
yeah,
he just has to go.
Yeah.
It's not good enough. And Bob Bradley, you're not winning a World Cup. You're not even getting to a semifinal with Bob Bradley, with Greg Berhalter. It's not going to happen because they're just going to get outmanaged.
You're going to watch tonight, Bink?
You remember when Vermees was considered, you know?
I do remember that. Now he might not even keep his job of Sporting.
You know how much of a joke that
is?
I'll
watch it. Fire him.
Royals aren't on the night, won't it?
There are.
Sure.
I get the idea, and the American pride is great. It's incredible, but if you want to say you want to be taken seriously, you cannot. It's not going to work with American manager. The players are great. They finally started going overseas, as Jurgen Klinsmann was saying they needed to. And it's working. They're more talented than they've ever been. You just have to get the right manager in there. And the manager that makes the most sense is not a guy that's coached in the MLS before, like Bob Bradley, or has been in the system. It's somebody who has coached at the highest level internationally in Europe,
sure,
gone to Champions League finals, won the that's for a group that's this good. If you want to win, I think that that's the type of manager that you really need to have in order to make it happen.
Someone says, how much does a manager really matter on a soccer team? Okay, most important, coach or manager in all sports, football is number one. It just is. It is American football's number one. It requires the most out of a coach from a strategy standpoint, from a motive. It just requires everything. You have to be the motivator.
Film, watching, finding film, weaknesses.
Million things.
Soccer might be second.
Baseball manager's last, I think.
NBA coach is close to last.
Ooh, yeah. They don't even run like sets anymore in the NBA.
Hockey's pretty important because you got to find the right.
Hockey's a lot. There's a lot of rotations.
You got to find the right guys to.
NBA might be last. Baseball second to last. Lines. Hockey. Then, yeah, probably like you said, soccer might be second.
From a tactical standpoint, yeah.
There's a lot to do with lines and management and card management. And there are different ways you can attack a team on the pitch that are required by a good manager in order to do it. So, like, I don't know. I mean, somewhere near. It's not American football, but still, it's close.
I think part of the knock for the U.S. was always, well, they've got a couple good players, but they're just not talented enough to get it done because other people want to play different sports. They don't want to play soccer. Now, soccer is a very popular sport. Kansas City, in particular, a place that it's very popular in. With U Sports, soccer is great. Getting the players to commit long term to soccer, it's happening more. Where you got teenagers going overseas, like they're just going pro straight out. They're not going to college. They're just going pro. And they're going overseas. I think that's, to your point, like what you said, Cody, that's the first step in terms of the development and getting the talent where it needs to be to compete with the Netherlands and compete with, you know, Brazil.
Yeah, but it's tough. Even
Canada. Canada's getting better. And
you're never going to get the top talent. Unless the pay,
yeah, but it's good.
Honestly,
but
guys will just make their choices. Jaden Hicks of the Chiefs, he grew up, the first sport he played was soccer, right?
Yeah, sure.
And you know what? You can find soccer fields everywhere.
Everywhere in this town,
there's soccer fields. Yeah, everywhere. Here's the one thing: football is the most popular sport in this country. It is hard, besides going to a high school and seeing like youth fields. There's just not youth football fields, but soccer is everywhere. Until the money becomes that pie in the sky, soccer's going to be way behind.
The MLS is never going to reach. The Premier League, it's never going to do that.
That's why they're not getting the lead athletes.
The reason it's never going to do that is because they're not on the international calendar.
And they're not an already scheduled, they're not already established the way that those leagues are.
If the MLS went from August to May, like every other league in the world seems to do, then it would work. The problem is they have to compete with the NFL. It's never going to happen.
No.
But from a talent standpoint, the players are there from an international competition perspective. Forget MLS. FC Cincinnati is not beating Barcelona ever. It's not going to happen.
Over on the Twitch stream, Steve Perry, he said, look, I talk SKC a lot. I'm a big soccer guy. He said he thinks that the level of coaching matters less the higher up they get. With international teams, there's actually a point of that because there's only so many practices you get with these guys, only so much play time you get with these guys, the level of competition. And I don't think it's an accident,
the best
man. Yeah, and I don't think it's an accident that the seven best players in the world always seem to be in the World Cup finals. I don't think it's a shocker that every year it's Messi and Mbappe. It's like some of the best players in the world are always some of the last damn dudes standing.
Especially when you're playing
when it comes
in leagues,
to the World Cup.
From a club perspective, when you're playing in leagues like where PSG is just the team and there's no legitimate competition in that regard. I think internationally there's a point to that if you're like Argentina or you're Brazil. For the U.S., I think they're so young. Because a lot of these guys are under 25, 26. Yeah. They need that. I think the coach can help elevate them to a level that they haven't been able to play at because they've been getting the right coaching from the club stuff, but the international perspective of strategy and all that stuff, it needs to be better because Berhalter just hasn't been good enough.
We can talk about this more a little bit later on in the show. Obviously, big match tonight, Copa America. USA will take on at Arrowhead tonight. Hope some of you guys are heading out that way.